your girlfriend. Get changed, you're dressed like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot?
Welcome to... Disco funk, lots of old reggae.
I am.
You are Sister B.
And you are?
DJ Sean.
Wow, who is he?
Angel.
Good afternoon, Montreal. Good afternoon. Woo! Wait, like volume like crazy.
Can I have some?
You want some volume?
I want some volume. There we go. Oh, I hear it in the voice.
All right.
We have an exciting show. But before we go any further, what exciting happened this week, Angel?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know what excited. What excited happened?
I slept the whole week.
Oh, that's excitement?
For me, yeah. Hey, hello.
Okay, well, you get me frightened then. I want to know what you're talking about.
Oh, you see? See how you could get tied up? Listen here. Olympics. Should they be in Tokyo? He's scratchy forehead, Montreal. He's scratching his forehead.
Anyway, I can't answer that. I really, 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 really can't answer that. But so far it's happening, and the athletes and them really train hard, and they're performing.
Well, I guess for me that would be the only reason, that if we could keep the athletes safe. I mean, it's sad that their families who, there are probably no winning athletes that do it without family. Yes, they're the ones who get up and they're wearing the moccasins. They train 3 a.m., 2 a.m. and do without and sacrifice and the physical injuries and all of that stuff. But without your family egging you on, you know, it doesn't make sense. So I get that it's sad that there are families that can't go, right? Because we know that Audria and her family would have been there because Kirk, I hope it's Kirk and not Chan, because the twins, I mix them up. Like I mix up our guests here. We'll talk about them in a second. He's boxing for Jamaica. So you know we would have been, you know, I don't know if the flag would have been outside on the balcony, right? Anytime, my boy, right? What your name? Bolt? Yeah, man. Anytime Bolt win, a big Jamaican flag with a flying from off of the balcony. I think, did we put up a little Canadian flag one time when Tim Donovan did win?
Yeah.
I think we did do something like that. I'm so
we are, you know, we had the tree flags, you know, so.
Yeah, tree. Anyway, well, that's the only reason I am sad. But the athletes did the time, and they actually did 5 years, because it should have been last year. And now, you know, I don't even know, will they do it in the next 3 years so they get back on that leap year thing?
Yeah, well, who knows? Probably, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we will see, but it's going to be exciting to watch. So, you know, put some stuff, your favorite athletes, up on the Boom Boom Time Facebook page. That's BHUMTYME. So go and join the page. Miss.
Now we have, I don't know. Now we have some special, now I'm seeing that we have some special guests in the building.
Oh, we's a building.
What?
Yeah, we're a building.
Funny, but
what? Talk.
We have some special guests in the, I can't say building. I can't say building, but I have to say in the house.
I thought you
would have
said studio.
I just wanted to say.
Focus.
Welcome to our studio.
Okay, and their name is?
Jab-Jab.
Jab-Jab. You say it like everybody know that. Well, indeed, welcome. Ooh, you know what I was supposed to do? Because I'm just awful. You know, Wayne Stout, am I awful? I like how you said that because you know the mic is live. You ain't stupid. Your mama ain't raised no fool. You was a very smart fellow. Pull the mic right to your mouth.
Okay.
Were you always so soft spoken?
Most of the time, yeah.
You're a scamp. Tell me about yourself in one sentence. Yeah.
One sentence. Wow. Musician.
Wow, comma, musician, full stop.
One word. Let's
keep it shorter. All right. And our next guest in the house is, and I always confuse him, I think I'm going to get it right this time. You're Andre, right?
Yeah, I'm Andre.
Andre, in one sentence, describe yourself.
I could give you one word.
What?
You coined it.
Vicey. And look how he rocked back, like he live in here, you know. And this is Ross Whiteman, the tallest man of the bunch.
There you go.
All righty.
They're midgets next to me.
The midgets next to you. Okay, Mr. You Midget. Go. Andre is the midget and you's the tallest one in the band. I love it. And you?
What about me?
One sentence about you.
Oh, you know who I'm listening to these days? I love Moochie.
Moochie?
Yes.
Who is Moochie?
Oh, you don't know Moochie?
No.
Okay. Wayne, you know Moochie, don't you?
No.
Oh. M-O-O-J-I.
Moochie?
Mm-hmm.
I know they used
I thought you might know him.
Muj Audio I've heard of, but not Muji.
Muji, okay. Okay, Muji is the new master there from Jamaica. He's all over the internet. Yes.
He's a what master?
He's a master.
A master of?
Master of, you know, master. Yes. He's a self-realized human being.
Oh, Zamasa. Okay. All right. I get you. Like almost like how people go, Maître D, he's a master. All right. Jab, how long? I'm going to continue with you, Ross, right?
Very good.
Tell me about the inception of Jab.
Oh, Jab began, we didn't begin with the name Jab, but we knew, we were living in New York. When we left home, we went to New York, and we met Wayne. Yes, we are brothers. Andre is my brother.
Uh-huh.
Yes. He's my...
Twin.
He's my little. He's my big little brother.
Big little brother.
And I'm his little big brother.
Okay.
So we met Wayne. Wayne walked into a party we were doing, and that was it. We met Wayne. Wayne was in high school in New York, and then we started right then. But we didn't have the name Jab then. We got the name Jab, the idea for Jab later on, when we were actually in Montreal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what year was that?
What year was that in New York?
So that we met, or when we, of the name Jab,
when we met in New York.
When we met in New York was 72. We met in 72, March 72, I think. And if you're wondering about the name Jab, that was probably about 80, somewhere then, when we were here. We were already working in Montreal.
Okay.
So we started with the name.
So you first migrated straight from Trinidad to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Go on. See how you know people long time and it's only now we get their story. And you guys are from where exactly? The brothers.
Grenada.
You see it there?
Yeah.
Me never know that, you know.
Yeah. And we went to New York too.
Straight.
We are going to meet Wayne.
Okay. Yeah, it was destined to be
Destiny.
So.
Destiny.
All right, I wish I had more mics, right? You know what I'm going to do? Come close to me, Wayne. Not that Wayne over there. You, Wayne. Redskin Wayne. Come close to me, baby.
I'm here.
Come a little closer. Tree. All right, there. Let's do it like that. Okay, yeah. I stop biting people. It's a lie. Don't believe a word I say.
I see some doubts over there.
Oh, yes, they're smart people, you see. So in the 80s, you did Jab. And you what, cover band, or you just a band?
We were both, yeah, originals and cover.
But with the idea of being original, totally.
Okay. Yeah. So in the early days, when we would see Jab, the three of you together, where were you guys playing? In and around Montreal.
In and around Canada.
Ooh, sorry, he just told me.
Everywhere. I mean, in town.
Wait, you vicey, but you don't talk. That's why I know you vicey. He don't like to talk, but he vicey. Take the mic from Ross for me, please. And watch me in my eye, Andre, you brute. That help you? Tell me some of the places where you played. And it could be cities in Canada. And then give us some Montreal dates for our Montreal listeners. And pull the mic right to you. You feel it's some expensive mic.
In Montreal, we were backing up, Checkers.
Checkers, my goodness. So you guys used to back up all the soul singers?
No. When we played Checkers, we were just like, we were doing our own songs.
Okay.
But we backed up a couple of people too, like the Platters, Only You, those people.
He sings. I know you sing. I'm playing with you.
And well, that's Montreal. A lot of places in Montreal. We went from one coast to the other.
Okay.
We were in Newfoundland. All the maritime provinces.
I love Newfoundland. St. John's is just, I'm sorry, when I go there, I call it God's best white people are in St. John's. the best in the world. They're, and yeah, ooh, people, when you feel welcome out there, when they welcome you, you find they sound like Caribbean people when they talk.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of Jamaicans. They sound like a bunch of Jamaicans by far. No, Andre, keep the mic. I'm not done with you. I'm having fun. You there trying to... Okay. Now, fast forward a little bit. And then you, of course, did Rising Sun.
We did Back Up from Strippers also. On the way to being...
Hold up, hold up. When you say strippers, the people who put the chemical on the wood and take off the old varnish to re-varnish furniture?
Kind of. You can say that.
Ooh. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Dun, dun, bum, bum. That kind of stripper?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Na, 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 na. What about drag?
I had a couple male strippers.
Yeah, we did. I should have invited you guys here years ago. Okay. You did Jumbo Jumbo. Wasn't Jumbo Jumbo the club that was also in St. Catherine?
That was right next to...
Rising Sun.
Yes.
We did it once. Alex was running there? Yes.
Okay, so Alex was the son of Dudu.
Yeah, yeah, Dudu's son, Alex. Now, help me here. Balatu, like, we're fast forwarding now. Balatu was first opened by Alex, wasn't it? It was always Tori?
Yeah,
I'm so confused. So maybe it's Alex I know from Jumbo Jumbo then.
Yeah, but Alex used to hang out at Balatu also.
I feel Alex must be meet me and tried to pick me up and tell me, say he owned Balatu, you know. Because when I went in the place, I was confused as heck. Okay, fast forward to Balatu. And
if you look at, if you could see, I think they're still up on the wall. If you see some of the old photos from Balatu,
yeah,
Alex is in there.
Okay.
So he was there hanging out and helping and stuff from the beginning.
Okay, okay, okay. Fast forward to Balatu. Chure, it was lovely to meet Chure. And Chure, you know, let's quickly get into this before we play your next your song, the song that you're going to be launching. Launch date is around when?
Last week in October.
Oh, last week in October. Yes. Okay. And it's called Masala. The yes. Video looks great. And thank you for having Victor St. Martin in it. That is so nice. Like I
didn't want to miss it for the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh God, you did that like him too. Tore mentioned, and we'll play your song, and then we're gonna get into that, right? That the English Black community doesn't support Balatu. How true is that from where you sit?
There's some truth to it, because we've been at Balatu for years and years, many years. From the time the Netflix started, from the time Balatu started, we have been there. And it's true that it's a more of a Francophone crowd, Haitian, African, and the other French islands.
Now, is it that people don't know about the club, or is it that the old stereotype of after midnight, you don't cross St. Laurent Street?
I think that's the one.
That's the one? And that still holds true to today?
Not anymore.
Because people used to, when something used to keep at, I got beat up the one. Don't worry, I'm going to get him just now. I'm watching you, Andre. Andre, I didn't know Andre was so shy. I'm evil, boy.
He pretends to be a shy guy.
Yeah, I know he's vicey, man. I tell you, he's vicey, he's vicey, he's vicey. I didn't know, I was about to say that when we used to do things at Metropolis, right, we did Reggae Sun Splash, we did Smurfette, when Smurfette came with Buju. We did, so many shows. Lady Saw. Oh, my gosh. That was an incredible show, right? Her first time. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. 2,000 plus people. Yeah. I think the three times we kept something at Metropolis, it had 2,000. And Reggae Sunsplash had four. Had close to 4,000 in there. I remember. We had to count them ticket stubs. It took us days manually count that stuff. People used to go there from the community. So I don't think it's because it's African and Haitian. And they do quite a fair amount of reggae. It is the St. Lawrence Street divide thing. And then people then go, the older folks now go, then you can't get a park. Yeah, now always. Now you could get a part because, you know, the show we were at 2 weeks ago, it was actually quite well well attended, but the street was quiet. So you'd find park on St. Lawrence Street. What can we, us four, do to get more people out to your show August 1st?
With Juliet.
Yeah. I was hoping one of you would say, this mic is so soft. Can it go up just a bit? No? Ooh. Oh, maybe try talking in the top.
Oh, directly here?
There we go. It's not omnidirectional.
Okay.
There we go. Juliet Smurfette Nelson.
Yes.
Otherwise known as Andre. What's her other name?
What's her what?
Her other name. Good. See, he just said that matter-of-factly. Hold the mic, Andre. Do you think that will get people out? That was an incredible show. Her first set was all original composition. How do you work with like someone like Juliet? They give you the music. Is it often written or you have to listen to it? Yes, you, Wayne. Here, Wayne.
No, it's not often.
It's often writes music.
Tape?
MP3?
Yeah.
Now it's MP3, no longer tape. Focus or CD. We get the MP3 and Andrew sent it to me and we go through and make our own shots.
Wow.
Yeah, but the last time I think I got it, well, anyway, from any one of them would send it to me.
Okay. Okay, listen, we're going to drop this tune here. This is a CKUT. This one is supposed to be, why is it not opening? It's supposed to select, come on.
Why would we put some music in the meanwhile?
Well, that's the music I want to play. Okay, hold on. There we go. Oh, I don't know why I should have done this before. Give me some music, Angel, because this is just not doing it. It's not opening.
Which song is it?
Masala. I know where I'm going to have to...
Strange dogs were barking deep in the night.
A little David Rudder right there, and we're gonna go right into Masala. Tell me the impetus for Masala, Wayne.
Ross and Andre wrote the song.
Oh, that's real good.
Yes.
Yeah, so was there a feeling that you guys just sort of sit out and say, "Let's write another song, and this is the song
Ross
that's gonna
be
about
you should
the
be
video.
Asking about it."
Okay. While they argue on camera, because I am recording this by camera, and I am putting this up. It's me, you know.
Okay, you're recording.
All right,
I didn't even know.
Since I didn't write the song.
Yeah, well, you want to know about how the song came about?
Yes, and Andre, you must tell me too.
Yes. Andre, you want to start or should I start?
Well,
you know, we had this music there.
You started before me, Ross, 2 years.
We had the music lying around, and, you know, we come from the Spice Island, so we are just automatically writing songs about Spice Island this and Spice Island that, you know, as one would. And so we suddenly realized, we woke up and realized one day that Wayne doesn't have a song about his country. We have to
What's
give
up with that? Huh?
Yes. We have to give him a song. So we put in all the Trinidadian stuff. You know, we call it Masala because Trinidad is such a masala place. It's so mixed up and so on. And the roti and the this and the macaroni and the white rum and the pitch
and
lake
people,
and
people.
The people and all the racial mix and all that. So we call it Masala for that reason. And, of course, the food in Trinidad, right, Wayne? And Wayne gave us all the information, and that was it.
Yes, I have.
Okay, when?
Been to Trinidad maybe twice.
For Carnival?
With Lorraine.
Lorraine. Oh, with Lorraine.
Yeah. And Tobago also.
Okay, and Tobago, he said both. Dropping track.
I had to add that.
We'll be right back.
Song end of October. Don't they have to come and see the launch? A good publicist knows you don't give away everything, because if you give away everything now, watch the old time Caribbean and some of the young ones. 1 minute. They may not hear it pam boom boom time already. That's how they are, right? Oh boy. Tell us where you recorded and who were some of the musicians.
Fast Forward Studios with Barney. Who was the... Yeah, it's an NG, but Fred was the... What's Fred's family name? Was the engineer. Fred Salter was the engineer, but it was at Fast Forward Studio. De Maisonneuve on one of the... It's not too far away. Beaconsfield. And who played on it? A bunch of people. Did Martin, besides the three of us,
yeah.
Tito, I know Tito did some percussion. Did Martin play on this one, this album? No, okay. Oh, sorry, Martin. And that we didn't have him on it.
Martin, call me. I'll tell you where to find them.
And keyboards, who did it? Who was on keyboards? Rohan played on some things? There was a, okay. I don't know his name. I never met that guy.
Okay, yes.
I never met that guy.
About him. He played with her once before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I never met the guy. Ross took care of him. And Dave was on trombone. Who was on trumpet? It was a while back now.
Okay.
It took us a long time to do this album. It took us a long time to do it because...
Yeah, because I left and I had gone away.
Yeah.
Okay. I went to Arizona for 4 years.
Yeah.
So the album took over for me.
And then we came
I went to take care of my mother. She was sick.
Yeah.
That's a running joke.
Yeah.
It takes so long, you know.
Yeah, that's why.
But it's true. It was true.
How many songs on the EP?
Yeah, like 14.
14?
No. I'm going to start with Andre.
There you go.
Thank you.
I love you. I know you so long. I know you from a 98 pounds, which is a hell of a long
time. We were young those days.
They
are dead ones?
Yes, they're dead ones.
Who's dead?
A lot of them dead.
Kenny Hamilton is dead.
Oh, really? That's right.
Yeah.
There's
more evidence.
Can we start with the living or the dead?
What you want to do? It's your show.
All right, let's go with the dead. You guys got to help me out. There's Kenny Hamilton. You know him, yeah?
Yeah.
He liked his blues and R&B.
Yeah.
We backed him up a lot in clubs. Yeah. Sleazy clubs, I might add. Who else?
And we have a lot of stories about him. But anyway,
we gotta write the book.
Yeah, we once did was in a pharmacy we played with him?
Who was that?
With Kenny?
Okay, yeah, we played in a pharmacy.
Yeah.
The,
some promotion or something.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We do anything for a gig. Yeah. Who else is, died? Glenn Clark, the percussionist.
Yeah.
He died.
Junior Byron.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, 3 years ago. He did one of the songs. We composed a song for him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He actually recorded it, and I think we got some royalties from that. One or two
running.
Cents.
Running.
Is the name of that song. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, give me the live ones.
The live ones.
Alma Fail.
Yeah, Lorraine Classen, Michelle Sweeney. Who else? There's so many. Pierre-Michel Ménard.
Yeah.
Emlyn Michel.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Roro Daiti.
He's dead. No,
Roro's dead.
Roro's in Haiti.
He told me he's dead in Haiti.
He's not dead.
I didn't hear that.
Shadrach told me he's dead.
I didn't hear that.
Dead.
Okay. All right. I'm outnumbered then.
I didn't hear anything.
I thought he was dead.
They're paying me not to post this video. Trust me.
Babette Bardot. Yeah. I think she died.
Yeah, that was the stripper.
She was a semi stripper.
Stripper slash dancer.
She didn't take off her G string.
She just did titillation.
She didn't take off her G string. Yes.
So what? If you don't take off your G string, it's
well, that's
titillation?
What she claimed.
Titillation with a big T.
Titillation!
because there was a reason. 72.
D.
Ow!
No.
He said that more on video, too. Keep going. We'll have you guys back. I look at you guys. And
we've got stories, Pat. We have stories.
Well, I saw something. You guys need to start.
They're in the vault. Juliet, yeah.
Lorraine Classen.
Yeah. Who else, Rossi?
You guys
anything?
Also played BAM.
BAM?
Yeah.
All the guys.
British, no, Brooklyn Arts
Museum.
We
played there. Yes, yeah.
We're on the Arrow Brooklyn. Show.
Oh, yeah.
That was a long, okay.
Wow, you know what?
Yeah. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, I remember because I was there, and Alicia, who is Diva, who you met, was the little baby that I brought in.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, she was 6 months, right? So that was 34 years ago. No, I think the little boy just locked himself in. Go open the door for him. Amanda Strawn.
Amanda, she was
with
Lorraine on tour in Holland.
You guys toured the world, too.
That's what we've been trying to tell you.
No, we went to Holland.
Yeah, it's in cheap, you know.
No, we went to Holland, different islands in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to the I think our first big show as Jab Jab, our first big concert was in the Portuguese island.
Oh, we went to the Azores.
The Azores.
Okay.
Yeah.
That
did
was a great show. We played at
South Africa with
No.
No,
South
not yet.
Not
Lorraine,
yet.
We have to go to Africa.
Okay. We all do. We'll all follow you.
Yeah. That was one of our best shows.
Yeah.
In the Azores. We played at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
It was
non-stop
somewhere
music.
I don't know if everybody can hear us well or whatever.
Yeah, get closer.
Yeah.
Get closer to the mic.
But I know that,
like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The magic time.
It was off.
I helped. All right,
everybody
so listen, we're going to wait for Ross to come back. Let's play some music, Angel.
We played Vancouver. Yeah, so from Vancouver to St. John, Newfoundland, we played. In Canada.
Province in Canada.
Not every province, but
I have.
You have?
Yeah, you went with Charlebois.
Yeah.
You went up to
and Rural Quebec. Some of the best reggae shows I've heard are in like Lorraine Doranta.
Yeah.
We played it.
All right. Let's play some music.
Played everywhere.
And we'll be back with Jab Jab.
On Boom Boom Time.
Thank you. now I'm planning to celebrate and enjoy myself this year. Now I want you watch when I demonstrate my thing for this grand affair. Everything I do may come strange to you to see how I'm carrying on. Best you hold your tongue, cause before you're done, you're sure to join in with fun. When you see me jumping wild, don't think it's vile, it's feta fetting, fetting in the mass. When you see me drinking rum and falling down, man, don't dig nothing, it's mass in the mass. Oh Lord, hold me, baby, kiss me, sweetheart. Tongue and pick up more as a meat. If you have a man who don't understand, just keep him out of my way. I don't want no husband to spoil my plan. Today is Lord Nelson Day. Oh Lord,